Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
He should never, with this iteration of the Warriors, be a not DMP. He could play bad, just like the rest of them. Why is he not playing? Well, I don't get it. I don't.
All righty.
Why didn't Richard play the last two or three games?
He's not Richard!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Willard and Dibs in the house. It is the crossover on 95.7 The Game. And
Will, I'm good.
No, I want... Do you know what I wish? I wish everybody got to know you the way that we do.
Dibs, we go back.
I think we do. But they don't.
I didn't think about you when you heard that. I said, boy.
But they don't get to see, for instance, what we just saw. They get to hear that, but they don't hear or see.
We had a great provocative. That was some real stuff.
Oh, we've all
fellowship
seen it
before.
We've all heard it. Yeah, absolutely. I just wish people got to see that you even surprise yourself.
Steiny presses the buttons without doing it. Dibs, you know, I'm his lab rat, but he knows what he's doing.
51 weeks. I mean, what a run.
It's authentic, though.
It was fun because I was actually pushing his buttons during that time, which was, there was a lot of buttons being pushed, but it was COVID anyway.
I got to give you two an award. I'm in the lab last night, the lights off, just got out to shower. It's 5 o'clock. I'm like, let me hear him. And you guys are truly the true detectives, just your natural way of not taking no for an answer, but just we're going to ask you this. That way, it's thorough. And Steve Kerr was awesome.
Awesome.
But what bothers me about everything, slightly, is we get a soundbite today or news. You got it, Steiny? Here we go.
We're doing fine. I mean, this is part of.
No, not that part.
I just love that.
The JK's now thought out and available tomorrow because of what he's done in practice. Yeah. And my whole thing is, I'm not defending any player. He should never be in the freezer. That's all I guess my thing. Like he should never be an afterthought.
That's a fair opinion.
That's what he was balling in
practice. I think most people have. Two things come to mind. Yeah. First one, your super duper special rant today. Can I speak to you on this for a second? Do we have it? Do we have it? Do you have like the super special guru freakout rant from today?
Which one?
It's all over the internet.
Guru rant for children. You love them all the same.
When you're squeezing the sides of your head that you don't understand why Jonathan Kuminga gets DMPs.
I didn't know where that came from.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. You go to a different place. And then you surprise yourself. When you listen back to it, you get very uncomfortable.
Yeah, no doubt.
But you shouldn't. Anyway, do we have it or no? We do? No? Yes?
It,
no? We. What's that? Okay. All right. Yeah. The one, I guess it's the one. I didn't have my headsets on. The one we just played coming back from.
We can play that one again. Do we have that one? Do we have it or not?
We have it, but. Anyway. Gotcha. Here's what I. When I'm driving around, what I wanted to say.
Okay, tell me. You could have texted me.
Completely get if the whole thing angers people. I really do. I get it. But when you say that, like, Jonathan is not playing because he didn't play well, and other players, they get to not play well and still play, my thought is, I think Steve has been trying to tell the public for a year and a half now.
Okay.
It's not about just if Jonathan doesn't play well. It feels to me like it's the way he doesn't play well when he doesn't play well. And there was that story last year where the organization lost its cookies because in Portland.
I was watching that game. Curry looked over like, what is going on?
He looked off a wide open Steph Curry and went to the rack and missed that patented fall
away. There's a price to pay for that.
That's what I think it is.
So you're saying it's not bad play.
You don't have to agree with that. I don't even really agree with that. I wouldn't DNP Jonathan Kuminga, but I don't think it's that black and white of like, you didn't play well, so now you have to sit three games while Pods or Spencer or Buddy can go out there and they can go 1-for-6 and they're right back in the lineup the next day. Is that a little bit of a...
No, and I'm going to take a playoff after this. You illustrated that perfectly. But can you admit in my world, and it's not right or wrong, that I think what you just described, and if there are other people like me that feel that way, that's why some people are down on Pods and they shouldn't be. Because they feel he's getting something that Kuminga or Moody didn't get years ago.
100%.
There's no doubt that I believe there's a correlation there, and it's unfair.
Pods, in a way, is just catching a huge stray.
Dude. And he ain't playing nothing, as bad as people are saying he's playing.
The only thing that he's done wrong is he says stupid stuff.
And that, man.
That's all he – I mean, he says stuff that's just kind of like an eye roll. I don't want to hear – this city does not want to hear you come in and say you're going to be better than Steph Curry. That's just dumb.
It does you no favors.
But is that big of a deal?
It's a turnoff.
Right, totally. Yeah.
To me, what's going to be the fascinating part of the Kuminga thing is when he is on another team. Because I know it's easy to talk about, okay, well, he may average 23, but they won't be good. Or, you know, he'll do. But the thing that I'm going to be looking for when he goes to another team is what his new teammates think of him and his game. Will Jonathan Kuminga go to his next team wanting to be the best top three player with that kind of role? Will he go on the team and kind of feel his way around? I don't know. Will he play 25 games and the guys go, well, now I see what they were talking about in Golden State? Or do they play 20? Or will he play 25 games and they say, boy, did Golden State miss the boat on this guy? Like, that's kind of that's the next chapter for me that I'm interested in with Kuminga, to see what happened here by viewing what happens at his next place.
It depends on who he goes and plays with, and it depends on what that team is. And I think a little bit with Kuminga about Kyle Kuzma, yeah. Where, you know, he was a Laker and he was a kind of a role player. He was a fringe guy. He was a bench guy. He was good. And then he went out and got on his own and he had the ha-ha and he started to cook and his percentages went down and his teams didn't win, but he's a good player. Kuminga to me feels a little bit more like Kyle Kuzma.
It's an interesting comparison.
Yeah, and I think that, you know,
shoot as much as you want in DC.
Yeah,
we ain't winning nothing.
Go crazy. You know, give us, you know, 18 to 21 a night, and you know, occasionally you'll go for 37 and whatever, and you know, we'll be 22-60, and that's all fine.
Now he's on Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, back to a role spot.
You'd love him, right?
No, I think he's got an offensive package. Hey, I wanted to double back because Stoney was having fun. When I said I love you for asking Kerr, was it personal? Does that come off as hate? Because I didn't mean, I'm just talking to everybody. When I say I think it's personal, that I hope I wasn't illustrating, I think Kerr hates Kuminga.
No, I don't think hate is a very strong word. I took that as if you think it's personal, then that means it's not about basketball. That's how I took it. That would be my definition. And that would be, that's malpractice. Malpractice. Yeah, nah. Do you want to know what
does it? It would almost be like, seriously, it would almost be like, you know why he's not playing? Because he likes Trump and I don't. Like that.
Wow. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. If you like.
He's got a. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that to me would be personal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Like something other than
basketball.
The Giants
would put like seven people in the field. Anyway.
That's a four.
Anyway, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And therefore, like, if you're willing to make your basketball team lesser.
Right.
Because you have an agenda or a dislike. For a person, and you know what doesn't get talked about enough in this whole thing is Curry.
Like we came in this morning and the boss and Stoney were thinking about Curry.
Boy, the internet is all just everybody.
Oh, what's it saying?
Well, no, everybody's mad right now, right? Everyone's frustrated. I think Steve Kerr is catching the most. Pods, as I just said, is the representative player of what feels like this movement that people think is out there, and so you've got this major controversy about Kerr. rotations, his plays favorites. Now he had that Will Richard quote about, like, he's not playing because he's a rookie.
I kind of like that. Well, I understood that.
So everybody's got, like, this it's a controversial thing. And I'm like, even go backwards. Draymond doesn't get punished. Jordan Poole gets traded. We can do all that. Y'all realize that Steph signed off on all of it.
Wow.
Steve Kerr's the coach because that's who Steph wants as the coach.
And I'm okay with the coach.
Well, then I figure you got one of two choices, angry Warrior fan. You either need to stand down or you need to lump Steph into the criticism. Pick.
Wow.
Well, I'll take it a little.
I'm mad at that.
I'll take it a little step further. The narrative now seems to be, well, Draymond talked him out of getting Markkanen.
He said it.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, so now.
Well, that was like 100 picks, though, too, right?
Yeah, no, I know. He was saying don't do too much for a guy who's not a star. But, you know, you just look at that on face level, and yeah, they have sway here, Steph and Draymond still. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Dibs, I need your help.
Okay.
You guys, this is back to your interview with Kerr yesterday,
okay.
And I'm not going Skip Bayless, and I said this earlier on the show, I just want you and Willard's thoughts, because Stani shared with me his. I'm just a sports romantic. I think communication is key, and I'm not trying to make a divide, but I think there's something going on at Warriors Way in regard to, I think I want to go A and I want to go route B and I let you go A. But when Kerr said Raymond came to him, and I know it's R Double's job to explain the email, I'm sitting back, pops in the Navy for 30 years, and I thought to myself, if that were me, and I was Joe, I guess I would send a text or just, hey, can I see you in my office? And I would be the one to tell him what I meant by that email that can get misconstrued and blow up in amongst the fans and the Jackals. But Kerr's presidential, but the fact that he said Raymond told him about it and what was, I go, where was the, and it may happen, I don't know, but just
yeah.
The romantic in me is him and, like, Joe didn't say, hey, Steve, I didn't mean nothing by the email, or that makes me think, well, maybe you kind of put some crumbs out there that you wanted.
Well, and that's why Raymond Ritter is, what, at the VP level, Stein, or is he at the P level? I mean, he's at that level.
Yeah.
Where
the president, right under the president. Yeah.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that happens and, you know, he either sees it, I'm sure he sees it because it's Raymond Ritter. He misses nothing. And then he goes to Steve right away. He doesn't need Joe to say, hey, Raymond, go ahead and handle this for me because I'm embarrassed about what I emailed. Whatever. It all goes through the organization. And it all goes through Raymond Ritter because he is that dude. And, you know, Steve answered yesterday. He's like, yeah,
we're fine.
Yeah, all right. We're fine. And I believe that. Like, he doesn't talk to Joe. And that's where I followed up. I'm like, you know, is Joe, because fans are saying that Joe's involved. Like, how involved is Joe in, like, the day-to-day, like, you know, you need to play JK or you don't need to play Will Richard. And, you know, Steve said, you know, I talked to him maybe every couple of weeks, but I talked to Dunleavy every day.
Every day, sometimes twice. Right. Yeah, I also think, and this is just a perception, don't you feel like Joe Lacob's not about to apologize for anything because he just emailed a fan that he's working on it.
Like, I so think he's antsy right now.
He's not
going to
call Steve Kerr and be like, I want to make sure you knew what I mean. He's probably like, bleep you. I said what I said.
Right.
I'll email it again. Put it on the internet twice if you want.
He's antsy right now.
Yeah. Well, I also think that kind of what he put out there wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
Coaches are desiring stuff and the players aren't delivering or could be interpreted a million ways.
But he also was in like 2 minutes after the game fan mode. And we have to remember that about Joe Lacob.
We know it was after a game. I didn't know
game. It was after the game against Portland where
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was on Sunday.
I knew he got back to the guy quickly, but I didn't know the
two
guy.
2 minutes later.
Oh, wow.
It was Sunday night. So
How far after the game was the email sent?
It was, I think, maybe a half hour. I don't know the exact time, but
okay.
I do know that it was post-game, and Joe Lacob was, I mean, clearly hot because, he's an owner. He's a billionaire. Whatever he is, the one thing we know about Joe is he is a ferocious competitor, and Steve said that yesterday.
I got the timestamp. It's right here. The email was sent to Joe at 8:44 p.m. Sunday night.
That's right after the game. Yeah. The game was at 6.
Yeah. At 6, yeah.
Oh,
correct.
Man.
So it's
that's
not even
news.
A half hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
temperature was, on 1,000.
Right.
No doubt.
Everybody was super mad.
Hey, Joe, let's take advantage of that 10-minute cooling off period.
No doubt. Right. And that's
locker
why
room should have been closed, Joe.
That's why his response was like three-word fragments. They weren't really like
no
sentences.
Verbs.
And not even like
mix in a verb,
yeah.
Joe.
Thank you, fans. For taking the time to respond. I appreciate having fans like you being so engaged. It was three words, pow, 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 pow.
What's he doing checking email?
Yeah,
is that what you do when you get mad?
He must have alerts on.
Some people do, like, I start cleaning.
Oh.
Right? If the kids tick me off,
Sure.
Yeah. Come on, one more. Wipe this counter down.
I take
down.
A shower, Will.
You got, right.
I take a shower. Try to start
maybe,
over.
Maybe Joe checks email.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I go out and I garden.
Look at it.
You're pulling weeds. Like you're just pulling weeds, and you're trimming this, and you're cutting that, and you're raking. Yeah, gardening.
Yeah, I usually go out and clean up the backyard from the dog stuff, and
yep.
That way I can walk in the house and say, "Does anybody else do this?"
Exactly.
No.
There you go.
The answer is no.
Am I the only one that watched the Cup game? And the Knicks said they're not going to hang the banner.
I didn't even know that it was a Cup game. Yeah, I can't believe that the NBA hasn't like. I don't know.
I read a conspiracy theory to where this is load management, and that's why we got less games, and that's what the Cup really means. And I thought about it like,
well, less games in this pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those two teams are going to end up playing 83 games, right?
Correct. The ones that go.
It's been a complete and total miss. I won't call it a disaster because whatever, but it's been a complete and total miss. And, I don't know.
Would we say that if the Dubs were in it?
Yes.
I do. Honestly,
absolutely.
Yes. You think?
Dibs knows. I root against them getting in.
Bottom line, here's the other thing.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't want them to play an extra game. They can't play the games they've got.
Let me ask the room, and I would bet $1,000
well, we got
with each of you that you don't know the answer. Who won the NIT last year?
Oh, God. Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm saying Colorado State.
I think
why would you
actually
like,
Nebraska?
Okay. Nebraska.
These are all fun answers. I actually
Oklahoma
don't know.
State.
But the Cup, as much as I love the Cup.
But I know who won last
and
year,
I don't
though.
Really love the Cup. I just love the Cup because it bugs my partner that I love the Cup. The NIT is like the Cup. Like, you won the NIT or the CBI or the CBT or whatever you won.
It was Seton Hall.
Well, of course it was.
The Pirates.
Yeah, Seton Hall defeated. Oh, wait, no.
Andrew Gaze.
Hold on. Check it. That was 2024.
See? Who won it last year?
Yeah, 2025.
Louisville.
Oh, Chattanooga.
The Nukes.
Wow. Defeating UC Irvine, which is where my sister and her husband both went. I didn't even know they were in it.
Yeah, they got snubbed by the tourney committee.
Yeah.
I wonder if, what was his name?
What's their nickname?
Russell Turner is still coaching it.
We call him Russ. No, you're right.
Irvine.
Yeah.
Which one? Irvine.
UC Irvine. What's their nickname?
Anteaters. Yeah.
Wow. Anteaters.
Anybody know what the Chattanooga is?
The Noogs.
No, it's the
The Moccasins.
That's correct.
You're welcome.
Good one, Dibs.
Well, when you've done play-by-play in the SOCON, the Southern Conference, as I have, I did one game.
Yeah.
I got fired by this company.
Yeah.
Shout out CEO coming tomorrow. I'll tell her that story if I'm given the opportunity. But during that time,
better have somebody write it down.
Somebody actually reached out because their play-by-play guy had to do a football game, so they needed somebody to be an analyst. And so they called me. So I did one game of Wofford basketball at Stanford. So ever since then, I'm an honorary SoCon member.
Nice.
Oh,
Mox,
the Terriers.
Look at you.
All right.
That's Wofford.
Okay.
And I think it's Wofford. Is that
it's Wofford? Yes,
Wofford, not Wofford.
Yeah,
I was thinking my guy
just,
Henry.
By the
Wofford.
Way, congratulations on your cute
you,
little win down
thank
the hall
you,
this morning.
Dibs. Thank you very much.
Thought you spent too much time on it, but I was happy for you.
Well, we got a lot of texts.
He was happy for himself. Yeah, too.
Super happy.
Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah,
that's a good performance.
No, but first Sam Lubman said he was the first guy here at the station that
won it. But he wasn't. Because he doesn't run the game. Sarah and Vinny run the game. And they said, I'm the only 95.7 The Game guy who's won. That's what they said.
And from now on, really happy.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to call you.
You think Dibs didn't bask in Jeopardy?
Jeopardy? Jeopardy.
Well, him and Vontae, that was the one that we didn't get to see.
And we never will. I'm going to call you Esiason from now on. Because you're a boomer.
All right.
You're not Gen X. I always wanted to be.
I'm a millennial.
You're not.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a boomer, but I'm not old enough. Even though my siblings are old enough, and you're the same age as my brother and sister, born the same year, you're a boomer.
By the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I think I met your brother's son.
Richard.
Yeah.
Great kid. Phenomenal.
But why do you think and not know?
Because I might have met him before a long time ago, but I didn't see him. But he golfed with us, yeah. I mean, he wasn't in our foursome.
You were not at Peacock, and he actually played there.
Yeah, exactly.
Won at Peacock.
Did he?
In the fall series, yeah. But fun, yeah.
One of the problems have, real quick, Dibs, with the cup,
yeah,
is clearly Silver wants the whole league and all the employees to build it up.
For sure.
And now I feel like half the league ain't playing it. And half the league is like, all right, we'll make it seem like it's important. And like, there's no agreement on it. Like Joe Lacob, when they, Fitz, hey, what about the cup? Hit the pike, Fitz, about the cup. You know, now the league's mad because the Knicks aren't going to hang the banner. I wouldn't hang the banner either.
No, and now, I don't know if this is like reverse FOMO. I don't know if you saw, there's now a movement by the Laker fan base to take down the banner that they have already put up.
What are you saying to Silver in the league?
It's called JOMO.
Exactly.
The joy of missing out.
Yeah.
What are you saying to the commissioner
this is not a thing?
Wow.
You can, like, do not tell us something's a thing if it's not a thing.
They've got to figure out a way to make it more important, like, in the standings within the league.
To the fans.
We talked about the fix, which would be, and my idea was, automatic seed elevation. So if you wind up, you win the cup, and you're the 11 seed, you get the 10 seed. Sorry, 10 seed, they won the cup, you get bumped. You're the 7 seed, you're the 8 seed, you know what, 6 seed, sorry, they won the cup, they're now a playoff
team.
So
in theory, had the Spurs won the cup,
yep,
they could have been the number one seed in the Western Conference this year over the Thunder.
If they finish second, yes. If they finish fifth, you're the 4 seed. You get seed elevation. So
right. So if they finish second, they jump to first.
Yeah.
Right. But if you finish seventh,
wherever you're at,
you jump to sixth.
Yeah.
So now you're out of the play-in.
That's kind of hard to steal the one seed from a team that wins 75 games, though.
You know what, though?
Something like that. You know what I mean?
Win the cup. Well, win the damn cup. You want to make it matter?
Yeah.
You make it matter.
Yeah, I get it. Man. What if you did it in the reverse direction? Instead of seed elevation, what if it just guaranteed you no worse than the six?
I mean, that's fine, but
if you finish out of the six, you get the six.
So you wind up 17-65, and now you're the 6 seed?
Yep, win the cup.
Well, for me, it would be more fair to, all right, you're the 10 seed. We're going to let you in the play-in. We're not going to go, it's not going to be a full elevation sensation.
I'm open to anything. I'm just not open to what they're doing now.
How about, as a way to shorten the schedule, and yet not, cup games are worth 2 wins and 2 losses.
Look at you.
Each.
Well, see, now we're joke. It's joke so territory.
So now you really only play 78 games.
Yeah.
You'd have to figure it out. But you know what I'm saying?
I like it.
Before we get out of here, outside the box thinker.
Before
I didn't expect
we get
you
out of
like
here,
it.
We had a blow up. Evan was part of it. I don't know if we'll recover.
You guys?
Yeah. Over Kobe Bryant. Where does he rank to you just as a basketball player? And
what do you mean? Versus who?
Just anybody. Like, where's he?
All time?
All time.
Yeah. Like, he's one of the greatest wingman. I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest wingmen.
No,
sure.
No, you tell him what you said. What
did you say?
Evan thinks
he's a top three player.
And
of
Evan
all time.
Thinks his depth, I'm paraphrasing, made him people, you know, love him more than I said, no, on the court, the dude's a god, man. To me, Dibs.
There's a little bit of truth to all of that. Kobe did a wonderful, wonderful
five
job.
Rings.
No, I know, but the perception of Kobe Bryant when he was in the latter stages of his career.
They brought it up.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant was like, Kobe Bryant was kind of a teammate killer sometimes.
Right.
And you would have as many Laker fans down there who loved him, but they also still to this day bemoan the fact that Kobe and Shaq couldn't stay together longer and win more rings because they couldn't get along. Kobe did a brilliant job of rehabbing his image, late in his career and
we're
after
about
his
on
career.
The court,
elevated him.
But his final year in
LA. Oh, it was
LA,
a disaster.
It, not only that, Guru, it might be the single worst offensive season in the history of the association.
But that's late in the game.
That's a stat.
I'm judging him on his best day.
But he scored 70.
Grandy's got him in his top 20, top 15.
81, I think.
Well, no, 81 was.
I got him,
that was an actual,
hovering around 10. Okay.
81 well, was an actual game.
You didn't
game.
Say that. Now I don't feel bad. I didn't know you had him in your top 10.
Well, I didn't say top. I said hovering around. I have to make my list. But he ate 1, 2, or 3.
If you paint the NBA Last Supper picture
and
you don't paint him in there, I mean, you can see that.
Wait a minute, Goo. Do you have him top 3?
I got him right behind Mike. I do.
So ahead of LeBron?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and I got Shaq ahead of LeBron.
Wowza.
Yeah. So okay. And I got Curry in there. Curry
so basically, you accused Kerr of being personal with Kuminga. You're actually personal with LeBron. It's the only way you can have Kobe over LeBron.
Nah,
it's something personal against LeBron.
LeBron's, on their offensive repertoire, and LeBron didn't have it early.
You mean
it
the all-time leading scorer in NBA history? More than Jabbar?
Kobe. I'm talking about
and
steal.
He's like fourth in assists, too, by the way.
The guy's unbelievable.
Kobe, Steph, their footwork was like Fred Astaire.
Dancing as opposed to who the best basketball player is. I'll let you guys hash this out.
Kobe was a baby.
I'll let you guys hash this out. I'm over
holes.
It. On 95.7. I'm over it.
Okay. Stein's got a jacket on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.